Nice in here, huh? Not too hot, not too cold, just right. You know? So, welcome. There's like 3 new people here. Welcome to all the new people. I'm really stoked you all made it. If it's not your first yoga practice, then welcome back to your mat. If it is your first yoga practice, then welcome. Welcome to East Wind. Welcome to your yoga mat. I honestly think that the hardest part about this whole thing is just showing up and arriving. So, you made it, you know? So now you can start to congratulate yourself. So I always like to start off the practice by finding a comfortable seated position. So what you can do is you can grab a block. You don't need to use a block though, but you can grab your block and then place it in an interesting position, kind of at the edge of the glutes. So your pelvis can tilt downwards, right? Especially the upper portion of the pelvis can tilt forward and down. And then you can start to relax the back of your neck as you lean back. And you can do the same thing on the floor, right? The idea is just to lean your chest forward a little bit and then start to lengthen the skull back or pull the skull back in space. So it gives you a chance to breathe down into the hips, down into the lower areas of the back. So close your eyes. Or narrow your eyelids, narrow your focus, and start to tune in to the sound of your breathing. They call it the sound of victory, or ujjayi breath. Because I think by being here, you are victorious. You overcame some things to get there. And then as you bring that beautiful sound down the spine, start to fill up those lower organs with new energy. Try to let go of any movement of the mind. Allow it to wander off or taper off or unravel like the dot, dot, dot at the end. Just go on without you. And then as you continue to cultivate that deep focus, spend extra time with the lower spaces by constricting the vocal cords extra, squeezing in the back of your throat to create heat and friction. Right, energy as the air travels down the spine, which will literally cleanse the nervous system, clean the body out. So take another 5 breaths here, moving at your own pace, but try to get out of habit. So if you notice yourself sitting dominantly with your left side, right, maybe because you drive and you're always pressing the gas pedal with your right foot, lean over into your right sitting bone. Maybe lean over the block a little bit more and find those nice little sensations. Maybe they're kind of big, actually. Sensational sensations as the breath moves to the very bottom. So just a couple more. Now take your last inhale here, lift the chest extra, and then exaggerate the squeeze of the exhale so you're completely emptying your lungs. Then inhale nice and slow. Sip in a little bit more at the top, a little bit more, a little bit more, then hold your breath. And relax your face. And exhale through your mouth. Now let's do an om together to begin the practice. So big inhale through the nostrils. Om. And take your next inhale afterwards exclusively through the nose. And try to keep your breath moving through the nostrils the whole time. Right, it's a part of cleaning out the mind or quieting the mind. And one more breath here. Then nice and slow, bring your hands to the floor on the outsides of your hips. Lean your weight forward onto the knees and onto the shins. Uncross your legs behind you. And then lower your forearms down to the floor. Relax your head down. And start to sit your hips back towards your heels. You might move right into a child's pose. You might take a few breaths to decompress the back. But eventually the tailbone will lengthen with the end of the inhales. It kind of tugs to help the back of the neck and the shoulders to relax. So just keep expanding that breath capacity as much as possible. And try to find some nice spaces to settle into. Sit your hips further back. Yeah, just walk the elbows back further. A little bit more. Perfect, right there. And then you can just keep shifting your weight back as you feel like you're able to. So 10 more breaths here. Try to let go of the mental movement. And be with that easing flow. That requires quite a bit of focus, actually, to move all the way down the spine and into the kidneys, into those lower organs that respond when you get stressed. It's almost like you're marinating the base of the spine in new breath. So constricting those vocal cords can be extremely powerful for slowing the movement and helping you to tune into the details of it. So just another 5 breaths here, relaxing the traps, the space between the shoulders and the neck, relaxing the face, the brow, the jaw. And remembering how beautiful this space that you're in is. I'm speaking specifically about the earth and all the beautiful spaces that are in it. So just another few breaths with the earth. Letting it be kind of simple. So your breath does all the hard work. And then one more big breath here. Cool. And on your next inhale, you're going to move into all fours. So the hands are going to extend forward. You're going to lean weight into the hands, and then you're going to step your right foot to the outside of your right hand for a low lunge, but your foot is outside of the hand rather than inside. And then you're going to squeeze the right knee towards your right shoulder as you relax the head down. Right, so instead of shifting the weight of your hips over the right heel, try to lean your weight back towards the left knee. Right, and that'll kind of pull the right hip back, left hip forward. So you can keep squaring the hips as you relax the head down and squeeze the knee into your shoulder. Yeah, so just another 3 breaths here, finding some alignment, finding some movement by tuning into your breath. So exhales can get pretty deep. almost like a cat pose, you can start to hollow out the mid-spine. Take big inhales, relax the head down. And then empty, evacuate the lungs as you exhale, and squeeze the belly up towards the shoulders and the ribs. So one more here, big inhale. Exhale, head relaxes down as you squeeze the right knee into your right shoulder. Cool. And then as you inhale, you're just going to bring your right knee back next to the left and switch sides. Bring your left foot to the outside of your left hand. Exhale, forehead relaxes down. Bring the right hip forward, left hip back, and then try to keep pressing through the ball of your left foot to engage that strongest hamstring muscle in the back of your left leg, bicep femoris, right behind your sciatic nerve. So a lot of feeling in it. And then as you exhale, knee towards your shoulder, head relaxes down. Kind of an important part of taking that full exhale is just relaxing all those muscles in the back of the neck. So two more here. Cool, and then last inhale, lifting the center of the shoulder blades. Exhale, squeeze that belly up, relax the forehead down. Cool. And then you're going to bring your left knee back next to your right again. And then move into an upright kneeling position or standing on your knees. Bring your hands to your hips. Try to press the thumbs together. And then as you inhale, lift the chest towards the sky. Then a deep exhale to engage your abdominal wall. You can lean back to whatever degree feels appropriate by pressing down into the feet. As you inhale, sternum lifts, center of your chest lifts, like it's being pulled by a string. Deepest exhale yet, pull those abdominals back, curl tailbone a little bit at the end, a little bit, and then inhale, lift the chest up higher for two. Last exhale here, deepest one yet. And then inhale, heart lifts towards the sky. Exhale, hands are going to lower to the floor underneath your shoulders, and then you're going to lower your forearms back down to the floor, interlace your fingers. Bring your elbows as far apart as your armpits, so a little bit closer together than your shoulders. And then head presses down into the floor, and you're going to press the back of your skull into the hands. Right? And then just tuck your toes and lift the hips off the floor. Lift the knees off the floor, excuse me, and try to float your head off the floor. Yeah. So you're going to take another 5 breaths here in a headstand prep. So your head doesn't have to lift off the floor, but you should be able to, because you want to take the tension out of your neck and bring it into the lats or the armpit muscles. So if you want to, you can float the legs up towards the sky here. Be careful, though. Try not to fall over forward. You know, very easy to do, especially if your elbows are pretty far apart. So keep bringing those elbows closer together. That was totally not planned. I didn't expect anyone to fall over. That's part of the fun, though. Get your heart rate up a little bit, so now you can focus on just extending the legs up towards the sky. And if you can just lift one foot for a couple breaths, go for it. If you're already lifting that one foot, though, go ahead and switch sides, because you've already been here for a little while, you know. So you've got 3 more breaths here. Maybe you can lift both feet towards the sky. For 3. Now relax your neck and your face. Relax your jaw. Bring your tongue to the back of your top 2 front teeth. Cool, last inhale here. Nice, now lower both of your feet down to the floor and walk your feet back into a dolphin plank pose. So your spine is going to be parallel to the floor. And then bring your elbows a little bit closer together, just a little bit, and spend 5 breaths here. Legs are extended all the way back, so as you inhale, you can lengthen from the heels through the back of the skull. And try to keep relaxing the sides of your neck. You can look towards your toenails. And squeeze the belly up. Nice, Laura. Keep pressing down into those fingers. Nice, Maria, for 2. All right, last big inhale here. As you exhale, upper body lowers all the way down to the floor. Sweet. Now press your big toes together and the tops of your feet down into the floor. You're going to bring your hands underneath your shoulders. And as you inhale, use the hands to prop your chest up for a cobra pose. Right, so rather than a low cobra here, we're lifting the chest as high as we can. Nothing too forced, you know, but as you exhale, squeeze the abdominals in, engage the core, and try to relax your forehead down. So you're tucking your chin a bit, back of the neck can get longer. And big inhales into the lower back. You might sway side to side like a snake. Keep those exhales moving as deeply as you can. Full engagement of your core. Then on your last inhale, you might float the hips off the floor. Just press down into the tops of the feet for an upward dog. Then as you exhale, everybody lower your knees down to the floor. Slowly hips back towards your heels, then tuck your toes. Then as you exhale, downward dog. Oh yeah, five breaths. Downward dog. Begin to hollow out the armpits, hollow out the shoulder blades. So the outer ends of the shoulder blades are curling down towards the floor. Right, and it takes a little while to decompress the neck, so maybe it takes a year or two. But eventually you're going to start looking up towards your belly button. For me, it takes about 20 minutes into the yoga class. Just keep relaxing those sides of the neck, those traps, by bringing all the way into your lats. And allowing that strength to flow up the sides, up through the sides of your lats, with the breath, the accessory breathing muscles. So in other words, lift those hips as high as you can for two. Cool, then last inhale here, lifting your hips and your heels as high as they go. As you exhale, bend your knees until they're a few inches from the floor, and then walk or tippy-toe your feet forward towards the hands. Try to keep your hips as lifted as you can. So at the end, with your inhale, you can just bend the knees and half lift the spine. Lengthen through the back of the neck. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Four more times. Inhale, half lift, big bend in the knees. Press those glutes back. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Inhale, half lift, extra length through the skull. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, nice and slow. Exhale, forward fold over your thighs. Last one, big inhale, half lift, bend those knees even more. Exhale, forward fold over your thighs. Inhale, sweep your hands up towards the sky as you come up to a standing position. Reach as high as you can. And then exhale, hands at your heart center, mountain pose. Inhale, sweep and reach the hands, look up a little. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Inhale, big bend in those knees, half lift. Exhale, forward fold, relax the head and the neck. Inhale, half lift, big bend in those knees. Exhale, lower the hands down to the floor, walk your feet back into a plank pose. Try to keep your neck as relaxed as possible as you take your inhale here. Then exhale, lower down 2 inches, bend those elbows and squeeze the belly till you're empty. And then inhale, right back up, plank pose, four more. Exhale, lower down 3.5 inches. Press those elbows in, inhale, right back up, plank pose. Hips are at the same level as your shoulders. Exhale, chaturanga, bend those elbows 4 inches. Inhale, right back up, two more. Exhale, staff pose, squeeze those elbows in, chaturanga. Cool, last one, big inhale, lifting the chest, spreading the shoulder blades apart. Exhale, chaturanga, squeeze until you're empty. Wait till the end of your exhale, so it takes a minute. And then set your belly down on the floor. You guys are doing great. This time, bring your hands to form a fist at your lower back. As you inhale, press the big toes together, lift the feet, and reach the hands up and back. With your exhale, tuck the chin in towards your chest, squeeze it in, pull those abdominals towards the back, squeeze as deeply as possible, and then inhale, reach those hands further up and back, lift the feet up higher. Exhale, relax the neck, squeeze the chin in towards the chest. Inhale, lift those feet, reach the hands a little bit higher for three. Exhale, empty. Inhale, lift for two. Now exhale, relax that neck, tuck the chin in. Squeeze the belly to relax the shoulders, and inhale, reach, lift the feet, reach the hands. Exhale, relax, upper body, hands release down underneath the shoulders. Toes are going to tuck underneath your feet. And then inhale, push up into your plank pose. Exhale, downward dog. Nice. Now you've got another 5 breaths here to lift your hips as high as you can. Deep exhales here to help your spine to relax as your abdominal muscles take the weight. So you've got 3 more breaths here. Just bend your knees a little bit for me. Yeah, perfect. Itchy, little bend. Cool. For 2. Just keep broadening. Yeah, that a boy. Now last inhale here, lifting your hips and your heels as high as they go. Exhale, bend the knees until they're about 2 inches from the floor. Bend those elbows too. Inhale, plank pose. Lean your weight all the way forward over your hands. Exhale, lower down 2 inches. Chaturanga, not too much because we're going to come right back up. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, downward dog, hips up and back. Inhale, lift the hips and the heels as high as you can. Exhale, bend the knees, empty your lungs, and then walk, float, or maybe glide the feet forward towards the hands. Inhale, half lift the spine, big bend in the knees. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs, relax your head and your neck. Inhale, hands sweep up towards the sky, look up with your hands as you reach. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs, big bend in the knees, relax the upper body. Now take 5 breaths in your forward fold. You can bring the feet as wide as the hips. Maybe walk the feet onto the hands with the palms facing up. Totally up to you. No matter where you are, try to bend the knees a lot. And relax your head down to the floor. For 5. So this is actually a French artist. I'll tell you who it is after. Another couple of breaths here, just relaxing your neck. Whoa, what are you thinking about? Then last breath here, filling up as deeply as you can. Exhale, release the hands, relax your face. Maybe you exhale a bit through the mouth. Inhale into a half lift, big bend in the knees. Lower your hands down to the floor, walk the feet back, plank pose. Big inhale in your plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga, take your time to lower down slow. Inhale through your back bend, lift the chest. Exhale, hips up and back, downward dog. Inhale, right leg extends up towards the ceiling. Exhale, right knee towards your forehead, squeeze the air out of your lungs. Inhale, right leg extends up and back. 3-legged dog, 3 breaths. Press through that right heel. Big inhales, big smiles for 2. Don't want to be frowning when you're upside down. Look all funny. So take your last inhale here. Exhale, right knee to your forehead. Squeeze the air out of your lungs. And then high lunge pose. Right foot steps between the hands. And then upright torso. Hands can extend up or... maybe you interlace the hands behind the nape of your neck. Whatever feels best to you. So find that strong press through the ball of your right foot. And then lift the chest as you inhale. Start to create a little back bend. For 4. Nice. Well, then for these last 3 breaths, see how much you can bend the right knee until eventually it's parallel to the floor. So you can step your right foot just a little bit forward. You see how your knee is moving over the ankle? So generally you just want the knee behind. Yeah, that's perfect, Allure. For 2, starting to hit those limits. So on your last inhale, lean your weight forward about 15 degrees. Take that breath into your spine. Stay for the exhale. Inhale, hands lower all the way to the floor. Right foot back to meet your left, downward dog. 5 breaths. Hips up towards the sky. bend your knees a little bit for me. Yeah, you're doing great. That's it. For three. So you feel this right here. Try to, keep broadening. Bring the tension into the armpits. So elbows are going to point back towards your toes now. Same bend in the elbows, but point them back towards your toes. Oh, yeah. That's like 5 years of work right there. Cool. Inhale, lift your hips and your heels as high as you can. Exhale, bend the knees, empty the lungs, walk, float, tippy toe, glide, handstand the feet forward towards the hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, hands sweep up, look up with the hands. Exhale, forward fold, big bend in the knees, relax the upper body over the thighs. Inhale, half lift. Hands lower down as you exhale, walk or float the feet back. Big inhale, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga, take your time, lower down as slowly as you can. So it takes a moment for the exhale to finish, right? Because your lungs are kind of big. And then inhale, fill them up. Should take about as long. And then exhale, hips up and back, downward dog. Inhale, left leg towards the sky, huge breath in. Exhale, left knee to your forehead, empty your lungs. Nice. Inhale, left leg floats up and back, three-legged dog. Now you have three breaths here. As you exhale, tiny bend in the right knee, pull those abdominals till you're empty, in towards the spine. For two. Then you can look up towards the left big toe. Last big inhale here, you can look up towards your heel, like me. Yeah, look towards me, hey. Yeah, you're good. And then exhale, left knee towards your forehead. Squeeze the air out of your lungs, step the left foot between your hands, and move into your lunge pose. Left foot in front, right leg behind. Cool. And then if you're feeling a lot of compression in the back, you can start leaning forward early. Try to keep squaring the hips forward. Relax the back of your neck for six. Yeah, make sure your hair is looking good, you know? For five. Keep pressing through the ball of your left foot. Because that'll extend all the way up into your back and help you to decompress the neck. So three more exhales here. Get as empty as possible. Play with it a little bit. Nice. Then last inhale here. Maybe leaning forward that 15 degrees. Exhale, relax your neck there. Squeeze the core in tight. And then as you inhale, hands lower down to the floor. Left foot back to meet the right, downward dog. Now you've got another five breaths in downward dog. Lift your hips as high as you can. Lengthen your back. Just a little bend. Yeah, now lift those hips up higher. Cool, now you feel how the traps are starting to tense up. Keep widening through the shoulders. Yeah, keep widening. And then curl the outsides down so those elbows are going to start to point back towards your big toes. Yeah, so this widens, right? And then as you bend the elbows a little bit, you can point them back more. So think rotating back. Instead of wide, think towards your face. Elbows towards your face. Yeah. So last inhale here, lifting your hips and heels as high as you can. Exhale, bend the knees to empty the lungs, and then walk or float or glide, feet forward towards the hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, hands at your heart center. Stay right there. Five more breaths. Relax your neck. As you bring your spine to parallel, and then squeeze the abdominals up. For three. For two. Cool, now keep that same bend in your knees, but lower both of your hands down to the floor. Now as you inhale, extend your right leg to the back of your mat. Exhale, big bend in your left knee, relax your head. Then as you inhale, step your right foot all the way back, lower the toes down to the floor, and then as you inhale, float your left leg up for a three-legged dog. So right foot lowers, left leg towards the sky. Yeah. Exhale, stay there for another breath. Inhale, press up through the left heel. Exhale, step your left foot to the outside of your left hand for warrior one. So your feet have some width. Okay? Basically want your feet about as wide as your shoulders. That way there you can square the shoulders forward. Then you're going to bring your palms to press together behind the left calf.
try to point the fingers straight back as you relax your head down. So you can look towards the fingers as your head relaxes down. Then keep lifting the arch of that right foot, the arch of your back foot, as you lift in that left inner thigh. So chest continues to square forward, right hip continues to pull forward. For three. Relax your neck for two. Then last inhale here. As you exhale, float your right foot off the floor. Warrior three, balancing on your left leg. Relax your head down. Inhale, press through that right heel. Exhale, bend the left knee more. Try to relax your face. If you almost fall over, you are just like me. I was falling over doing this earlier. That's why I was doing it, because I want to get stronger. So as you exhale, bend the left knee more. Relax your head. Inhale, press through that right heel for three. Just relax your neck for two. Now tighten your right kneecap by pressing through the heel. Yeah, tighten it. Press it as far back as you can. Yeah, there you go. That kind of tight, you know? Yeah, I know. So last inhale here, pressing through the right heel. Exhale, hands to your heart center, right knee towards the chest. Come up to standing, balancing on your left foot. Yeah, it's a fun one, you know? It's all about that mental focus. For three. Which I don't know if there's a physical focus, but. For two, I'll try to lift the right knee higher. Exhale, bend the left knee more, like a ninja. Now last inhale, lifting your right leg. Exhale, right foot lowers next to your left. You can do a little wiggle. Inhale, hands reach up. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, hands lower, walker, float your feet back. Chaturanga, take your time to go down slow. Extra patient, right? Because it takes a little bit. And then as you inhale, fill up in your upward dog or your cobra pose. Exhale, downward dog. Cool. Now lift your hips and your heels as high as you can. Exhale, bend the knees, empty the lungs, and then walk, float, or handstand, feet forward towards the hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, hands sweep up towards the sky, look up with your hands. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Now, big bend in your right knee. As you inhale, left foot is going to float towards the back of your mat. Then as you exhale, bend that right knee more and relax your head down. So a couple more breaths here. You're just going to press through your left heel as much as you can. Exhale, relax your head. Cool. Now inhale, left foot all the way to the back of your mat. Three-legged dog. Inhale, right leg extends up towards the sky as left foot lowers. Yeah. Now stay there for another breath. Exhale, bend that left knee more. So left foot to the back of your mat, Maria. Lower these toes. Yeah, now right leg towards the sky, three-legged dog. Cool. Exhale, right foot outside of your right hip. Warrior one. So you have that nice width, which is allowing you to square the left hip forward as you press your palms together behind the right calf. So keep lifting the arch of your left foot as you reach the hands directly behind the right calf. And then head relaxes down. You can look towards the fingers or towards the baseboards behind you. So step your left foot out to the left edge of your mat, Michelle. Yeah, great. Cool. Now I want to see the biggest bend in your right knee possible. Yeah, now you see how you're over your ankle? Just step that left foot further back. There you go, Laura. For two. Relax your neck. Oh, last inhale here. Exhale to empty. And then inhale, float your left foot off the floor. Warrior three. So now you're balancing on your right foot. Exhale, bend that right knee more, relax the head, and then as you inhale, press through your left heel so much that your left kneecap tightens. And then exhale, bend that right knee more. Try to relax your neck. For three. For two. My last inhale here, balancing. Exhale, left knee to your forehead, hands to your heart center, five breaths. Nice, Amber. You're good, man.
If you make it through 3 breaths of that, you're doing great. Cool. Now as you exhale, bend the right knee more. Try not to react to all the stuff that's going on. There's nothing to fix. Your breath is fixing everything. It's magical. So as you inhale, lift that left knee higher. Find your focus. Bend the right knee. Squeeze the belly for 2. Inhale, lift that left leg more. Exhale, left foot next to your right. Hands at your heart center. Inhale, standing back bend. Reach your hands up and a little bit back. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Step your left foot 2.5 feet back. Pyramid pose, right leg in front. So left foot steps 2.5 feet back. Forehead towards the right chin. Press through the outside of your back foot. Pinky toe side of your left foot. And start to square the left hip forward. So left heel should lower down to the floor. Usually you want to angle the toes out to the left at least a little bit. Because that'll help to widen the outer hip. Right, so you can pull the lower portion of your hip plate back and up. Right, get some nice length in that right hip area, right greater trochanter. Which is a big part of your femur bone, which is also the biggest bone in your body. So breathe into your big bone here. For 5. So you can step your left foot forward 6 more inches, Michelle. Yeah. There you go. Let the sweat drip. Let it burn in your nostrils. That's how you know it's working. You know, your immune system's getting stronger. It's that burn. So take your last breath in here. Exhale, relax your head. Cool. And then grasp your right big toe with your right peace fingers. So pointer finger, middle finger, grasp your big toe. And then as you inhale, reach your left arm up towards the sky, away from your right foot. So now your left foot is going to move 6 inches to the right. And you can also walk your left foot further back for your triangle pose. But keep those right peace fingers grasping your right big toe. Slight bend in the right knee. And then reach your left arm away from your right hand by inhaling and reaching through the left fingers. Cool. And just don't lock out that right knee. Keep it bent so you can find some mobility in the hip plate. Because once you start locking it out, you become more, fragile. All right, so we want 3 more breaths here, just lifting that left hand away from the floor. Keep breathing into the discomfort so your body can adapt to it, so your body can get stronger with it. Nice. Now you got 1 more inhale here. You're going to detach the left or right fingers from the right foot and just flow the left arm up in space. Cool. Now step your left foot forward 1 foot. A lot. Square the left hip forward. Left arm towards the sky. Big inhale. So you're setting up for your revolved triangle pose. Look up with the left hand. And then as you exhale, left hand lowers to your right foot, either to the top of your right foot or just to the right of your right foot. Little bend in the right knee. And then as you inhale, left arm up towards the sky for revolved triangle pose. So right foot is in front, left leg is in back. You can press through the left heel to tighten up the left kneecap. Maybe you angle the left toes further out to the left. But try to ground down through that left heel, especially through the pinky toe side, so you can lift the left arch, which will help to lengthen the right inner thigh, which will help to lengthen the front leg. Step your left foot like 1 foot back for me. Just a little bit more. You're kind of tall. Yeah, there you go. Just kind of, you know, now relax your neck. That's it. Now press your skull into my hand. Yeah, keep that chin tucked. Press that skull into my hand, though. Yeah. A little bit more. That's it. It's a lot of work, you know, just for your neck. So your last inhale here, you can lift the left hand off of the right foot or off the floor. Just allow that left hand to float in space. Then as you exhale, both hands lower to the floor in front of your right foot. Big bend in the right knee. Inhale, left leg floats towards the sky. Standing splits. Exhale, bend the right knee more. Relax your neck. You can look towards the left big toe as you inhale and lift it higher. Great opportunity for your handstand. Last inhale here. Exhale, left foot lowers next to your right. Inhale, half lift the spine. Exhale, out through your mouth, stick out your tongue, and growl a little. All right, two more. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, stick out your tongue, lion's breath. All right, one more. Big inhale. This time, stick out your tongue and cross your eyes. Exhale, lion's breath. Crossing your eyes is very important. Inhale, half lift. Don't laugh. Exhale, chaturanga, walk or flip the feet back. It's not funny. It's very serious. And then inhale, back bend. Just kidding, it's not that serious. Exhale, hips up and back, downward dog. Cool, five breaths, downward dog. Try not to shorten your stance at all, right? The positioning that you have in your upward dog is generally the length that you want to bring into the downward dog. So if you notice your feet moving around a lot, try to just keep them in the same spot the whole time. And if you notice the mind starting to wander, you can just focus on the four corners of your yoga mat and pretend like it's your own private little box. You know, the Pandora's box, so to speak, because it's kind of infinite, you know? It's everywhere you go. So last inhale here, lifting the hips and the heels as high as they can go. Exhale, bend the knees, empty the lungs, engage that core, and then glide the feet forward towards the hands. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, hands at your heart center. Now move into your chair pose. Just keep sitting the hips further back and down and prop the chest upright. Exhale, sit your glutes down lower for four. Exhale, a little bit lower for three. Lean back into the heels for two. Now last inhale here, try to relax your neck. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Right foot steps about 2.5 feet back. Pyramid pose with your left leg in front. You can point the right toes out to the right a little bit. And then forehead towards your left pinky toe as your left hip pulls up and back. I love your towel. Step your right foot forward a little bit. 3 more inches. A little bit more. Yeah. All right, now bring all of your weight into the outside of this heel. Okay. Yeah, and okay, so yeah, you had all of your weight in that front foot at first, yeah. So you're just shifting your weight with your hands down on the floor. So you were right here, right?
Like
look forward at me a little bit. Yeah, so you see how that knee bends? Now you just want to keep lengthening that leg and bring the weight into your right hip. So this left hip can pull further up and back. Yeah, so try to get your left hip higher than your right. Nice. It's a lifelong work, you know? Might not happen right away. So take your last couple of breaths here. Press through this right heel. Back heel, yeah. Tighten that right leg. Let the sweat drip. It's kind of nice, really. Cooling you off, you know? It'd be really hot without the sweat. So last exhale here. Relaxing the head, the neck, the jaw. Bring your peace fingers to your left big toe. Bring your right heel about 6 inches to the left. And then as you inhale, reach your right arm away from the floor with a nice bend in the left knee. Then start to look up towards your right thumb, but lean your skull back in space to restore your cervical curve so you can take deeper breaths into the abdominal region and into the lower back. And continue to bring weight into the back foot. Right, so it almost feels like you need to detach your left hand from the left foot because that right arm is reaching up so powerfully. Then you just have another 5 breaths here. Keep breathing into that left inner thigh as you angle your left glute down towards the right heel. Yeah. It's good. Sometimes just a little bit of massage really helps. Just a little bend in the knee. Big bend in the knee for me. Yeah. Cool. Now look up towards that right middle finger and get mad about it. You know, think about something that makes you pissed off. Look up. Look up. Yeah, middle finger. Because you're pissed off, right? Yeah. Right middle finger. And then you can just lean into me a little bit. Yeah, 1 breath. All right, last inhale here. Cool. As you exhale, right arm extends further up. Left fingers detach. Inhale, right arm leads you all the way up to a standing position. Cool. And then right foot steps forward 6 inches. Right arm extends up towards the sky. Big inhale, look up with the right fingers. Exhale, right hand lowers to the top of your left foot, maybe to the left of your left foot. Just listen to the song, you know? And then as you inhale, left arm towards the sky. Keep shifting weight into your back heel to lift the arch of your back foot, which will help you to lift the front inner thigh or your left inner thigh. So it's this nice playing between the outside of your right foot, so straighten the right leg, keep the right leg straight. Yeah, and then you got it. And you can step that right foot further back and out to the right. So about right here where my hand is. 6 inches back, 6 inches to the right. Yeah, there you go. Now lift your arch. Yeah, perfect. Right there. Now breathe right there. Isn't it so nice? Now try to keep breathing through your nose because that'll actually make it cooler. For three. Left arm reaches higher. For two, big inhale. Last exhale here, almost floating that right hand off the floor, ground through your back heel, press down, yeah. Inhale, left arm reaches all the way up, so your right hand can float off the floor 6 inches. Then exhale, both hands lower either side of your left foot, big bend in the left knee, inhale, right leg towards the sky, standing splits. Exhale, bend the left knee more, relax your head and your neck. And then just 3 more breaths here. You can look up towards the right toes. Just try to keep relaxing your head and your neck. For two. Last inhale here. Exhale, right foot lowers next to your left. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, stick out your tongue, cross your eyes, lion's breath. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, hands lower, walk or float your feet back, chaturanga. Bend those elbows until they're at 90 degrees. Try not to go beyond that because it's just too much for your shoulders, right? Over time, it'll start to wear. Inhale, lift the chest, back bend. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right leg extends up towards the sky. Exhale, warrior one, step your right foot outside of your right hand. Feet have some width. And then as you inhale, reach the hands up, find your back bend. Exhale, chaturanga, right foot back to meet the left. Empty those lungs. So it's honestly more of a game of patience than anything else. Inhale, chest lifts, you're just waiting. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left leg towards the sky. Exhale, left foot outside of your left hand, warrior one. Inhale, hands reach up, look up. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower, left foot back to meet the right. Empty those lungs. Inhale, lift with that extra space that you're creating. Exhale, downward dog, hips up and back. Inhale, right leg towards the sky. Exhale, right foot outside of your right hand, warrior one. Don't you start thinking. Big inhale, reach the hands up. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower. This is a chance to let go of the mind. Roll through your vinyasa, big inhale, back bend. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left leg towards the sky, big breath in. Exhale, left foot outside of your left hand, warrior one. Inhale, hands reach up, find that little back bend as you lengthen. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower, left foot back to meet the right. Last round. Inhale, find the back bend, find the extra space. So beautiful. Exhale, downward dog, hips up and back. Inhale, right leg towards the sky. Exhale, right foot outside of your right hand, warrior one. Inhale, hands reach up. Exhale, chaturanga, hands lower, right foot back to meet the left. Pull those belly muscles up as you lower. And then inhale, lift the chest, pull those elbows together behind you. Exhale, downward dog. Last one, inhale, left leg towards the sky. Exhale, warrior one, left foot outside of your left hand. Now ground through this back heel. Yeah, use that to square the hip forward. Exhale, chaturanga, that's great, dude. Inhale, lift. Exhale, downward dog. 5 breaths. Yeah, might as well, you know, if you're going to enjoy yourself more. You know, sorry, that's kind of a maniacal laugh, but it's one of those realizations I had way back in the day, you know? Like, I really don't have to do this if I don't want to. for three. For two. Last inhale here, lifting those hips as high as they can go. Keep broadening those shoulders. Exhale, bend the knees, empty your lungs, walk, float, or glide, feet forward between the hands. And then you're going to point your toes outwards, bring your feet about as wide as your hips, and sit your hips down towards your heels for a goddess pose. So you can use your block if you want to. Block should make it pretty comfortable. Yeah. And then try to keep bringing the weight into the pinky toe sides of your feet so the arches can lift. Yeah. And then head can relax down. If you want to play a little bit more of a game than just relaxing the head down, you can bring your arms inside of your thighs and squeeze the thighs into your arms, which is a nice way to engage your lats. So a bunch of different ways to do it. The idea is just to press the inner thighs against the arms to help to lengthen the sides of the back and the insides of your hips. So it should feel really nice. Somebody really turned the bass up this morning. There we go. For five. So bring your feet out a little bit wider, Sandra. Yeah, just wider. There you go. Cool. Now see if you can lower one heel at a time. You know, maybe just lower the right one for a breath. Left one for a breath. Nice. For three. That is a good point, Lorelai. We should stretch our wrists. So in this very compromising hip stretch, we're going to start to stretch our wrists. So bring your hand to the tops of your fingers, pull your fingers back towards your face, and then press forward with your wrist or your thumb's butt. Cool, then relax your neck. One more breath here. Nice. And then exhale, just switch hands. Pull those left fingers back, press through the butt of your thumb, butt of the pinky for two. Now relax the neck. Last inhale here. Exhale, hands lower to the floor, forward folds, lengthen the backs of your legs. And then you're going to step your left foot out to the back of your mat. Rotate your feet to the left. Point the toes towards your head. And then relax the ribs over the thighs for a wide-legged fold. Then a little bend in the knees, or maybe a big bend in the knees, especially to start, just to help the back to relax. And then once you have that nice bend, your back is all relaxed, you can start to press through the sitting bones. You know, lengthen the backs of the legs more. Yeah, and if you want to, you can bring your hands to form a fist at the lower back, and then reach that fist over the head. That'll help to relax your neck more. Nice, that's a good wrist stretch too. Big fan. Bend your knees more for me. Pinky toe más spread up. Yeah, there you go. And then eventually, pinky fingers will press down onto the floor. Maybe someday, huh? Maybe next life. Maybe the skeleton isn't quite good enough this time, you know? Or the range of motion, you know? Instead, you have more stability. Yeah, well, now you have stability instead of range of motion, you know? Can't have one without the other. So take your last breath in here. Bend those knees more. Yeah, like a lot more. Yeah, there you go. Cool. Last inhale here. Then walk your hands over towards your right foot. Point the right toes straight forward. And then bring your right forearm onto your right thigh. Look down at that left big toenail and think, man, that is sure a beautiful toenail. And then float your left foot off the floor. Press your right middle finger down to your right big toenail. And then as you inhale, reach your left arm away from the right.
With your exhale, bend the right knee more. Inhale, press through your left heel. Try to lift it higher than your head. Exhale, right middle finger, right big toenail. Inhale, press through your left heel. For three, now half moon pose. Nicole, extend that left arm up towards the sky. So we're in Ardha Chandrasana. Left arm is going to extend up as high as you can. For three. Exhale, bend the right knee more. Relax the head and the neck. Inhale, look up. Last inhale, looking up towards that left middle finger as you reach with it. Exhale, left foot lowers next to your right. Hands at your heart center, front of the mat. Take two breaths and be still with it. Just watching all that energy flow like a big waterfall. Inhale, hands reach up, look up. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Now step your right foot to the back of your mat. Rotate your feet to the right. And then hands between your legs, forward fold over the thighs. Now you can take your hands to the outsides of the feet, or you can grasp the big toes with your peace fingers, or any other inversion that you'd like. If you want to do a tripod headstand or a headstand here, you're more than welcome to. The one thing that I will say is that if you're going to get injured, it's probably going to be in a tripod headstand, so maybe don't do tripod headstand if you're newer, or if you can't quite do the other headstands, just save it for later. We'll work on our inversions at the end. So again, bringing that bend into your knees so that the space between the hamstrings and the lower back can evenly distribute the weight. So sometimes that means bringing the feet closer together, and that can also help the ankles a lot too, because this can be a lot for our ankles. So just another three breaths here, relaxing your head and your neck and your jaw, all those little muscles in the tongue. And last breath. As you exhale, slowly release the grip of your hands. Bend your left knee, walk your hands over towards your left foot, bring your left forearm onto your left thigh. And then angle the right heel away from you, almost like you're going to move into a side angle pose. And then look down at that left big toe and the nail and just think of how beautiful it is. How amazing it is that you have a toe, you know? And your big toe is pretty useful. You know, if you didn't have a big toe, you'd notice pretty quick, I think. So let's attach the middle fingernail, or left middle fingernail, to the left big toenail. And then float the right foot off the floor. So at least a little bend in the left knee, if not a big one. And then as you inhale, right hip opens, right arm extends up towards the sky. Now you're flying. And you can fly and fall at the same time. It's one of the cool things about getting out of the ground, you know, or lifting off the earth. You just got to stay aligned as you do it. Just point those left toes straight forward for me, Maria. You see how it's pointing out to the right more? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Think of that side of the mat, parallel to the side of your foot. Yeah. For four. Look up, Crystal. You got it. You got it, man. That's beautiful. For three, Derek, curl your toes towards your face. Yeah. You got it, man. For two, you're in it. I totally threw you off. The last inhale here. Exhale, right foot meets the left, front of the mat, hands at your heart center. Two breaths. Dos. Now one more big one. Cool. Inhale, reach the hands up, a little bit back. Exhale, forward fold over the thighs. Inhale, half lift the spine. Exhale, lower the hands down, walk or float the feet back. Chaturanga, lower down slow. Inhale, find your back bend, lift the chest. Exhale, downward dog, hips up and back. Inhale, right leg extends up towards the ceiling, big breath. Exhale, right knee to your forehead. Then lower the right shin down to the floor underneath your forehead. And then extend your left leg back as you shift into your half pigeon pose. So the right hip can lower all the way down. You're just going to lower that glute down to the right. And then you can bring the left knee forward about 6 inches to a foot towards the sole of your right foot.
And then reach your right arm as far to the left or across the body as you can with the right hip down on the floor. So another option would be to bring both of your forearms on either side of the right knee. And then relax with the hip plate down on the floor. But I am a pretty strong believer in lowering the hip plate down all the way for your sciatic nerve. Right, also for your meniscuses, because those medial or inner meniscuses can get really sensitive in these hip stretches. So really important to make sure we aren't stretching our knee, right? Which is almost better to just back off the stretch. That way there we can be more detail-oriented about it. Because this is your hip. You know, you only get two hip plates, really. And if you lose one, like, good luck, you know? They say those are the first things to go as we get older, you know, our hip plates. So try to find little spaces to adapt to some stress, right, so they get stronger. Because if you start doing everything in your life in a really easy way, your body will start to respond to that and adapt to that, right? And if you start doing everything in your life in a very difficult way, you know, same thing. So it's all about just following that right path. You know, the Dharma, doing your best. And then nobody else can, or nobody can ask anything more than that, you know? Because that's all you got. Which is where that beautiful F word starts to come into play, you know? Not the four-letter one, freedom, you know? Freedom to do what you want. Shoulder look pretty good to me. So can I show you a little hip stretch? You might like it a little bit more. You can just bring this foot to the outside of your left hip, and then bring the knee into the sole of your foot. Yeah, right there. And then just lower your hands on either side of your right knee. Yeah, and then you can just relax your head down. Yeah, and the idea is to stretch that right side of your back right there. So try to breathe as deeply as you can into there. Yeah. A few more big breaths here, slowing down to fill up your lungs all the way. And it takes a lot of focus. So now is the part where you really get to work on your habits. And just notice the patterns, the mental patterns of however you're thinking about whatever. And it's not that you're not going to be thinking, right? It's just that you're going to ease that pattern or make it more efficient or whatever you need to do. So try to keep paying attention to the little details of it, how you're reacting to whatever is going on. And then last breath together, just relaxing everything down to the floor. And then nice and slow, hands are going to walk back towards your right knee. And then you're going to bring the weight onto your right shin. Right? So now your glute is going to be hovering just over the heel, and then you're going to grab your strap. So hopefully your strap is close by. Bend your left knee, and then take your strap to your left shin, left ankle. You're going to kind of bring the strap around the ankle, press your left shin away from the hands, and then reach the hands forward over the head. Right? So you can definitely lower your right hip down to the floor if you need to. But I would say try it in your dove pose first because it'll have more of a quadricep stretch. Yeah. And then if you guys would like a demo, Laura's doing it perfectly. You can just try to relax the chin down towards the chest, right? So the back of the neck gets longer as you elongate the lats. So try to bring the biceps forward of the ears. Yeah. And then you don't need to loop the strap. You can just bring the strap to either hand. Yeah. And then left toes can curl down towards your left knee. Big inhales to lengthen the lower back as you press the left shin away from you. So about 5 more breaths here. So Maria, you can walk your left knee further back. Yeah, there you go. So bring your left knee further back. Yeah, just a little bit more. There you go, right there. That's perfect. Now you'll have a little bit more space. For 3. Okay, let's do another 7 breaths here. I didn't realize you guys didn't have, some of you didn't have straps. So if you've already gotten your 6 or 7 breaths here, go ahead and take it easy. Take a few breaths to just relax the upper body. You can move into your downward dog if you're ready to. We're all going to move into our downward dog after a few more breaths together. But those of you that just got the strap, you might take another few breaths to just stretch the quadricep open. For 2. Typically the tightest muscles in the body, by the way. So take your time with it. When you're ready, release the strap. Downward dog. 2 breaths to decompress your back. Lift the hips as high as you can. Cool. And 1 more inhale here. Just notice the difference between your sides. Cool. And then as you exhale, plank pose. Lean your weight forward over the hands. Big inhale, lift as high as you can from the floor. And then with your exhale, do 25 push-ups. So you don't need to exhale just once for the 25 push-ups, but you can do 25 exhales and do 25 push-ups. And maybe you lower your knees down to the floor. You don't need to do 25, maybe just 5 good ones. Now it's all relative anyways, and your strength builds in increments. Right, so as long as you come more than once a week, you're going to get stronger. Once a week, you'll probably maintain after the first year or so. But then another 35 push-ups here. Ah, there we go. There you guys are. And then you can relax the upper body down to the floor. Can't believe you're doing all those push-ups, Michelle. Kind of. Not really. I'm kind of joking about the whole thing, you know? If it was me, though, I'd do 50 push-ups, you know? But that's just me, so. Yeah, yeah. Whatever is right, dude. I'm totally down with the whatever, you know? Like, who cares? I do this many, you do that many. That's awesome. I knew a guy that could do 100 push-ups in a row. That's freaking crazy. I can never do 100 push-ups in a row. I'd have to start doing some illicit substances. That's never going to do that. All right, so let's move back into our downward dog. Big inhale, plank. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left leg extends up towards the ceiling. Then exhale, left knee towards your forehead. Squeeze that old air out, and then step your left knee between the hands. Lower the left hip all the way down. So you can bring the right knee forward a bit. Maybe lower your forearms to either side of the left leg, which is great if your back is really tight. This might be easier. Otherwise, you're going to bring your left shoulder blade to the inside of your left quadricep and hamstrings, so inside of the thigh. And then you can just rest your head on your left bicep. And I'll do this first thing in the morning, you know, so it makes it a lot more accessible, the inner thigh area that we stretch with Pigeon. And of course, just suggestions. But I think part of the reason why I teach yoga is because I think my suggestions are so good, you know? So maybe just try it on, you know? I'm not saying that I'm right. That is the opposite of what I'm saying. But this definitely works for me, you know, these techniques and stuff. And most of what I'm looking for is like a mental benefit, you know? De-stressing, more specifically. Because I just kind of run hot, you know? That's just how I am by nature. Maybe not by nature, maybe because of my childhood, but... That is a different conversation for a therapist, you know what I mean? Isn't it so nice? Alright. Now just bring your right knee forward a bit. Extend your left arm towards me. So you're just going to bring that left shoulder blade, yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more with your chest. Yeah, you got it. Cool. Yeah, and then you can just lay over that arm and breathe into the back. So you can bring your upper body further to the right. A little bit more. Cool. Now don't move that left knee. Bring that left knee further forward. Yeah, right there. Now bring your left arm further to the left. Right there. That's it. Mm-hmm. Big breaths into that left side of the back. Different, huh? It takes a little bit of getting used to, man. I had a really advanced student tell me that it took her about 2 months of getting used to. So another 5 or 6 breaths here. Bye, Ivy. Have a great night. She's so cool. She's like gone. I didn't even know it. So sneaky. No, I know. I'm just saying she's very sneaky and quiet, you know? That's what I like. Ninja status, you know? Did you get it? That was the point. I'll let you relax for a little bit, you know? Just, yeah, or unless you do the 35. And then you'll be relaxing for a little bit longer. You know, it's a very karmic thing. Got any good jokes this week, Michelle? All right, if you think of any, just let me know, all right? What do you call a cow with no legs? I don't know. ground dog? That was good, I like that. Another, just... 3 or 4 breaths here, taking your time. Y'all good? Mm-hmm. So can you get your shoulder blade inside of the thigh? Yeah, right there. Now open your chest a little bit more. Yeah, and then just lay out your head on that left arm. So extend your left arm. Yeah, right there. We're going to take 2 big breaths right behind my hand and try to press my hand away from you like you don't like me at all. You know, it's this right hand right here. And then just another couple like that. That's good. And I think as long as you feel that deep breath, you're doing it right. It's just a question of getting more detail oriented as you spend more time in it. It's like any good art form. So now you're just going to bring weight into the hands. Can be kind of a gradual process. And then once you have some weight in your hands, you're going to shift the weight of the left knee so that your left heel is directly underneath your left glute. Maybe a tiny bit inside of the thigh. What was that? Yeah, right there. And then you can extend the right leg as far back as possible, right? That's kind of an important part. I didn't mention that last time. But right leg extends back, and then you can bend the right knee, right? That'll help to elongate the quadricep before you stretch it. And then you can bring your strap to either side of the right shin. Try to bring the biceps in front of the ears. And then elbows are going to pull forward, right? The elbows are going to want to widen. Try to keep bringing them towards each other so that your lats get longer, right? Those armpit muscles, which extend all the way down to your lower back, can start to reach up and then forwards. So a solid 10 breaths here. Maybe you stay in it for 5 or 6, especially if it's your first time, maybe 3 or 4. Nice. Got that right leg in a noose. It is not going anywhere. Cool. Just bring the arms further down, yeah. Oop. So the key is going to be bringing your right knee further back. There you go. That'll provide more space to balance on. You doing all right? Oh, it is? Then just take your time without the strap. Yeah. Because the strap can be a lot, so if you're finding that it's too much for your back while you're stretching your quadricep, just relax on the strap a little bit or lower the left foot all the way down and focus on lifting the chest. Right? Because bending the knee is going to be more of a stretch for your quad. So maybe you spend some time with the foot down on the floor.
Yeah, you can do it like that.
That's great. Now just walk that right hand further up the strap. So I got you. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Cool. Now take your last couple of breaths here. Remember, we're going to do a downward dog after. So right toes tuck underneath your right foot as your right leg extends back. Inhale, left foot back next to the right. Now as you exhale, bend your knees until they're 2 inches from the floor, and then bend your elbows until they're 2 inches from the floor, and then stay right there. Exhale, squeeze the elbows together, pull the abdominals up, and relax your head. For 20. Exhale for 19. You got it, Laura. For 3. Relax your neck for 2. Last inhale here, turbo dog. See if you can press those forearms all the way down to the floor. Bend your knees down to the floor. Sit your hips back towards your heels, child's pose. Then just a couple more big breaths here. The hell? Oh, yeah. Some chilled out drum and bass? Not today. All right. Let's take another big breath here, filling out the kidneys, base of the spine. Exhale in whatever way feels best to you. And then you're going to roll onto your back. So sit your hips to the right. Lower your right shoulder down. Roll your entire spine down to the floor. Bend the knees in towards your chest. And take a happy baby pose, bringing the hands to the outsides of the feet, or maybe to the outsides of the shins, just underneath your kneecaps. Yeah, and then you can sway a little bit side to side, front to back. Front to back. And start to bring some added length into the backs of your legs. See if you can extend the heels straight up towards the sky. So you can like really grip the bottom part of the knees and then bring the knees forward a little bit. Yeah, and then kind of roll, steer a little bit circularly. Yeah, just a little bit side to side. Should feel pretty good. And try to keep breathing while you're doing that. Yeah, for 2. All right, legs straight up towards the sky. Big inhale. Now as you exhale, stay right there and engage the abdominals down towards the floor. Inhale, lower your heels 6 inches, only 6. Exhale, stay there, engage the abdominals in. Inhale, lower the heels 6 more inches. Exhale, stay right there. This is so much fun. Inhale, 6 more inches. Exhale, stay right there. Squeeze that belly. Inhale, 6 more inches. Exhale, stay there. Inhale, 1 inch. Exhale, stay there. Inhale, lower your heels until they're 6 inches from the floor. Press through your heels. Take the bend out of your knees. Yeah, then lower those heels 6 inches. Last inhale here. As you exhale, heels lower all the way down to the floor. Inhale, hands extend over the head. Interlace your fingers. Press through the pinkies and the thumbs. Then exhale through your mouth as you release. Maybe make a little horse sound, fluttering your lips. Yeah. And then you're going to bring your hands to your shoulders. Point your elbows straight up towards the sky. Big inhale. And then as you exhale, chest lift straight up. Squeeze the belly down as you lift the chest straight up. Inhale, upper body relaxes down. Exhale, straight up with the chest. Press those elbows up towards the sky. Inhale, relax. Keep those elbows pointing straight up. Exhale, lift the chest vertically straight towards the sky. Inhale, relax. Try to relax your neck. Exhale, up with the chest. Inhale, relax. Exhale, lift, squeeze the belly down for 10. Inhale, relax. Exhale, straight up with the chest, sternum is being pulled by a string. Inhale, relax the head and the neck and the shoulders. Exhale up. Inhale, lower. Exhale, straight up with the chest, squeeze those upper abdominals. Inhale, lower for 15. Exhale, straight up. Inhale, relax. Exhale, straight up for 13. Inhale, relax. Exhale, straight up, 12. Exhale up, 11. Inhale, relax. Exhale up for 10. Inhale, relax that upper body. Exhale, lift the chest for 9. Exhale for 8. A little bit higher. Exhale for 7. Exhale for 6. Exhale for 5. Inhale, relax the spine. Exhale, straight up with the chest for 4. Inhale, relax. Exhale up. Big inhale, exhale up. Last inhale here. Exhale, lift the chest as high as you can and then relax the upper body. Bend the knees, walk the heels back towards your glutes. Take your block, if you have a block, and press into your heels to lift your hips into a bridge pose. If you do not have a block, that is fine. You can just do a bridge pose without the block. Maybe you don't spend 10 breaths in it. Maybe you spend 3 or 5 breaths in it. Got a block? Cool. So this is your chance to slow your heart rate and to continue filling up the base of the lungs and bottom of the spine. Maybe your arms extend over the head. Try to keep engaging the abdominal wall to empty so that your back relaxes as you inhale, as you slow down your breathing. And take 3 more breaths here and fill up your heart. So next inhale, hips are going to lift off the block. With your exhale, stay there, set the block to the side of your mat, and as you inhale, lift the hips a little bit higher. Now you might stay there, or you can set up for your full wheel pose, and we have another 5 breaths. You can press the palms down to the floor, fingers point towards the shoulders, inhale, lift the chest towards the sky for 5. Just when you think you can't do it is when you need to start practicing it. Maybe it's not appropriate tonight, but just open yourself up to the possibility that you're stronger than you think. Because your mind might just be getting in the way. For 3. Stay for that exhale. Empty all the way. Inhale, lift your heart for 2. Last exhale here to empty. Inhale, opening the heart in your chest towards the sky. Exhale, tuck the chin. Back of the neck lays down first. Spine lowers all the way down to the floor. Remove your block, right? If you haven't removed your block already, set your spine down to the floor and then bend the knees in towards your chest. Decompress the back. Take a huge inhale here. Exhale, squeeze those legs in till your lungs are totally empty. Then 2 more big inhales. Exhale, squeeze them in. Or 1 more big breath in. Exhale, squeeze those knees in towards your eye sockets, and then lower your knees to the right, and bring your right hand to the outside of your left thigh. As you inhale, extend your left arm out to your left. So I'm just going to show you a little trick, okay? Petit trick. So place this between your thighs. Now squeeze that block a little bit. Extend your legs. Yeah, right there. And bring the feet up a little bit higher. Because you're a runner, right? Yeah. Yeah, so now just breathe right behind my hand. Try not to fix it on me, you know? Allow it to be the universe instead of my ego or whatever, you know? Because it's really all about you. continue to use your breath to soothe your mind. Another couple of big breaths here. And last inhale, floating that new air down to the very bottom of your spine. Then as you exhale, squeeze your thighs together. Bring the knees to your midline or to the center of your chest. And then slowly lower your knees down to the second side. You can bring the left hand to the outside of your right thigh as you extend your right arm out to the right. Sorry, I didn't notice earlier on that stretch. This is a good one. Quadriceps tend to be really tight, you know? Do you play other sports?
Well, I'm on stairs and I hike a lot.
Oh, stairs will do it.
Yep. And my low back is kind of flexible.
Does it feel pretty good? Cool. And try to breathe.
Favorite stretch, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. Just try to breathe right behind my hand. What happens is you release oxytocin. Right, like a natural painkiller, pretty strong. So it's all you, you know? I'm not doing anything. And take your last breath in here. And then as you exhale, squeeze the thighs together, bring the knees back to center. Now wrap both of your arms around your shins, take a huge breath in through your nose, and exhale through the mouth as you squeeze the knees in. All right, one more. Big inhale through your nose. Be extra expressive with the exhale as you squeeze. And then extend your legs forward and wide, reach the hands over the head, or out wide like wings. Just try not to poke your neighbor or pick their nose or hit them in the face. And then relax the breath control. Allow the spine to sit on the floor, to rest on the earth for a while. As you move your mind into the unison, the cosmic oneness, the samadhi. And feel the vast river of the universe flowing through your center. And please take your time to transition tonight. No rush. Feel free to take as long as you want. Thank you so much for joining me in this beautiful space. for creating this amazing place to rest for a while. And please have an amazing rest of your night, an amazing start to your week. And I'm just going to do a couple of announcements. The first one is that this yoga class will be on my website. So if you're interested in a recorded yoga class, let me know. Second announcement is that on the 5th of this month, I'm going to be doing my Ashtanga workshop again. So if you're interested in doing some Ashtanga, feel free to just let me know, and I'll give you some information. Otherwise, have an amazing rest of your night. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and namaste, everyone. Sorry, dude.